Banff. A 32-year-old woman was transported to hospital in life-threatening condition earlier this week after drowning in the Bow River near Bow Falls in Banff. The woman, who was canoeing with three others and a dog when the boat she was in capsized Sunday afternoon, August 13, was unable to make it to shore safely after falling into the river, according to RCMP. Some individuals were canoeing and one of the individuals went into the water and was later found unconscious and transported to hospital, said RCMP Media Relations Officer Corporal Troy Savinkoff. Details of how the boat capsized or if the paddlers were wearing life jackets are not known at this time. The Outlook has reached out to Parks Canada for more information as it has carriage of the investigation. A ground ambulance was called to respond just before 5 p.m., said Oz EMS spokesperson Adam Loria. The Banff Wastewater Treatment Plant, about 4 kilometers downriver from Bow Falls, was used as a staging site for the ambulance, which transported the woman to Banff Mineral Springs Hospital. I don't have any other details of what happened before we met up with Banff Visitor Services there, said Loria. And unfortunately, I don't have an update as to that person's condition at this time. According to RCMP, the woman was in stable condition as of August 16, but further updates on her status are not publicly known. Parks Canada rescuers, EMS, the Banff Fire Department and RCMP were called to respond to the incident. It was members of the search team that located her, said Savinkoff. Using a helicopter, they were able to secure the victim who was still in the water, via long line. Duty officer John Stewart with the Banff Fire Department said medical care was administered to the woman from the helicopter before she was moved to ambulance. CPR was in progress via an automatic machine that can be used to perform good CPR on long line, he said. That continued en route to hospital with the machine. There were no reports of injuries to any others involved in the incident, though there was a struggle to get to shore. There were other people that experienced difficulties in the water, but they were able to secure themselves and did not need rescue, said Savinkoff. RCMP reminds those recreating on the Bow River and other waterways to always wear a life jacket and be aware of water conditions before heading out. Speaking in general terms with water safety, the Bow River A is very, very cold river, said Savinkoff. Most of the issues I saw as an officer who has worked in that area for over a decade is that most people get into trouble when they try swimming across that river with no use of a personal flotation device. It's very cold, the river seems shorter than it is and people can get caught up in the current of the river very quickly and get into trouble very quickly. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.